Genesis chapter 37, the jealous brothers. On the way back to his homeland, Jacob's beloved wife, Rachel, died while giving birth to their son, Benjamin. Jacob was heartbroken, and the two sons that he had by Rachel became very special to him. From then on, Joseph and little Benjamin were always at his side. When Joseph was 17, Jacob had a special coat made for him. It had long sleeves and was richly decorated. Joseph's older brothers were jealous. They hated Joseph because of his coat.
"Who does he think he is?"
they asked.
"A royal prince?"
Then, one day, Joseph came to his older brothers, breathless with excitement.
"Hey, everybody, listen to this dream I've had," he said. "We were binding these sheaves of corn in the field when suddenly my sheaf rose up high above all the others. Then your sheaf gathered around mine and bowed down to it. And then..."
When they heard the dream, they hated him even more.
"So you want to be king over us?"
The brothers moved towards him angrily.
"You want to lord it over us? You!"
They were beside themselves with fury. But Joseph took no notice. He was not boasting, he was simply telling them about a dream. Sometime later, Joseph had another dream. He found it impossible to keep silent and told his whole family this time.
"Hey, everybody, I've had another amazing dream."
The brothers sneered at him.
"Dreamer, what story has he made up this time?"
they asked. But their father, Jacob, held out his hand.
"Go on, my son. Tell us about this dream."
"Well, I was standing in the fields,"
said Joseph,
"when the sun, the moon, and 11 stars in the sky..."
He hesitated for a moment. He realized that the dream sounded strange.
"Yes,"
said Jacob curiously.
"The sun, the moon, and 11 stars in the sky all began to bow down to me."
The meaning of the dream was clear to everyone. Jacob was shocked and he began to scold Joseph.
"So your whole family's going to bow down to you, is that it?"
Jacob shook his head. The brothers did not dare show their hatred of Joseph in front of their father, but their rage grew darker and darker. They waited until they could get their revenge on Joseph. Meanwhile, Jacob remembered Joseph's dream and kept his thoughts to himself.